In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The epistle reading begins with these words. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. If you're familiar with the first epistle to Corinthians, you can see that these words are a recapitulation of the entire epistle in the form of final words of admonition that St. Paul is giving to the church in Corinth. First he says, watch, be on guard, be vigilant. He had chided the Corinthians about internal schisms and even heresies within the church, sins that were creeping up in the church that people were winking at, and he told them that they needed to be on guard. Being watchful means that you're attentive to yourself, but you're also attentive to what's going on around you, and you're ready to respond to whatever may challenge you, and if you're talking about an individual person, but in this case, you're standing watch for the church. Stand fast. If you think of ancient warfare, when you had a Roman army that was marching in formation, their strength was when they stayed together. But as soon as an enemy army was able to break up their formation, that's when usually the Roman armies would break and they would wind up losing the battle. But the key thing was the training of a Roman soldier was that they had to be prepared to die. So they had to be willing to stand there even though it might look like they were getting ready to be killed, because the paradox is if they believed they were getting ready to be killed and they ran, it actually increased the likelihood that they actually would be killed. Standing fast, it was the better strategy. Well, we as Christians have to stand fast. And when you're talking about standing fast for the faith, it's not the things that everybody's okay with that you have to stand fast on. I could get up and I could say, I am adamantly opposed to men beating their wives. I don't care who knows it. Here I stand, and no one's going to challenge me. The wife-beating community is on its back foot these days. I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but nobody's going to come up and say, you dirty dog, how dare you condemn wife-beating? But there are a lot of things that if I say, living together before marriage is a sin, homosexuality is a sin, These are things that are not so popular these days, but you know what? As a Christian, we have to say what's true regardless of whether people like it or not. And it's not just when we are going to get a round of applause that we speak the truth. We speak the truth whether we're going to get a hurl of rotten fruit thrown at us because people don't like what we have to say, but we have to speak the truth. And we have to stand in the faith. We have to stand for the faith. We have to stand in faith that God is going to be with us. And then it says, quit you like men. And in contemporary English, you might say, well, why would men want to quit? Or why would I want to quit like men quit? Well, that's not what it's saying. That's an old way of saying, acquit yourself like a man. A lot of translations just translate this as be brave, which loosely is what's being conveyed here, but the word in Greek is literally be like a man, behave like a man. Now this is being spoken to both men and women, and courage is a virtue that we associate with men, but it doesn't mean that women don't have it. In the services we often talk about, especially women martyrs, as being manly because they had that courage. Likewise, there are virtues we associate more with women, like compassion, but that doesn't mean that men shouldn't have compassion. It just means that we're more likely to find more of it in women. Doesn't mean there aren't women that don't have compassion. Doesn't mean there aren't men that don't have courage, but these are just things that we generally associate with one gender or the other. These are strengths that God built into the different genders that we have, but he's calling on all of us to be brave, to stand firm, to act like a man, to make sure that we don't wimp out, and be strong, and let all things be done with charity or with love. Now, the way that people interpret love these days, you could say, well, that negates everything that you just said, because if you're doing it with love, that means you're not offending people. Well, that's not what love is. If you think about the love of a parent that's described in Scripture, a parent often does things that their children don't like. If you're a good parent, when your children are misbehaving, you're going to do things to them that are going to make them very unhappy. Now, if you're just trying to take the easy way out, you're going to let your kids get away with murder. But the problem is, in the long run, taking the easy way becomes the hard way, because now you've got children that don't know how to behave. They're obnoxious, and they can't control themselves, much less can anybody control them. So you haven't done your children any favors. So you actually, the Scriptures say, if you don't discipline your child, you hate them. Doesn't mean that you literally hate them, but what that means is that if you don't discipline your child, you're treating your child in a way that if you did hate them, if you were trying to sabotage their lives, you would do exactly what you're doing, because you're raising your children to grow up to be people who can't control themselves, and they're not going to be good people. They're not going to be good Christians. They're not going to be good adults. They're not going to be good to be around, and that's because you wanted to take the easy way. You didn't want to do hard things. Well, you know, a loving parent is going to say, you're getting a spanking because you did what I told you not to do, but even though that spanking doesn't feel like love when you're getting it, it's because the parent loves that child that they do that. If you know, there might be some kid down the street that behaves badly, and because they're not your kid, you see them misbehaving, you just say, okay, well, that's somebody else's problem. It's not mine. That's not your kid. But if you love a child, you're going to do that. Well, the thing is, as Christians, because we love people, we want to speak the truth. But we do need to speak the truth in love. And there's a balance that we have to strike, because you can do the right thing but be motivated because you actually have an animosity towards people. You really hate them, and that's not a good or a Christian way to approach things. When we speak the truth, we're not doing it to hurt people, we're not doing it to offend people, we're not doing it to get a bunch of clicks on Facebook or anything like that. We're speaking the truth because we want people to go in the right direction. We should desire that everybody be saved. And so we should make sure that everything we say and do toward the people is calculated to find the best way to point them in the right direction, because we do love them. But all this is St. Paul's last words to the church in Corinth, and it's words that we all need to take to heart. They're easy when you're hearing this in the church or when you're reading this at home to just kind of blow past this, but this is one of the most important two verses in the entire epistle. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. Amen.